Welcome back to Two Sisters and Their Dramas. It's your girl, Nay.
And your big sis, Chan.
What up, Chan?
I sounded like I had a bunch of spit in my mouth when I just said that. So I'm going to redo.
All right.
And 3, 2, 1. And your big sis, Chan.
Come through. Pam, 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 pam.
Whatever.
I mean, that's a little TMI, but you know what? Y'all family, so it is what it is.
Right? So... Teddy's in the background. He's eating and chewing on his toy. So if you hear him, yeah, just ignore it because the good thing is he's quiet.
He tries to be.
And while he's quiet, we're going to record. Facts. And Polo is...
maybe asleep. Minding his business too. Who knows?
Ignoring us. That's probably what he's written.
Facts. He got it honest.
He did. For me.
Uh-huh.
So we made a little update to the podcast cover art. I don't know if that's going to be live by the time you guys see this. Hopefully it will. I was able to make a change, and so you're going to get to see what your sisters look like. I mean, you kind of already did, because that was just a part
right.
image of us. So, you know, we tried to take a little
We do what we picture, can when we can.
A little update.
Yeah.
We are in the process of recuperating, number one.
Well.
Because we hosted and had a Galentine's event.
It was a good time, y'all.
It was. And I just recognized that I need time after a party.
Hello.
That's just where I'm at now. If I have a party or if I go out, and it's not even the event itself. The truth of the matter is, if I am drinking a lot,
Somebody was drinking a lot.
Yeah, because your girl can drink. Like, y'all, let's make no mistakes about it.
Somebody was drinking a lot.
And, you know, so the next day, I'm like, I'm recuperating. I'm good.
Mm-hmm.
And then the following day, it's just like to build back up. You know, so
yeah.
Tomorrow, I'll probably be full speed ahead.
Hey, listen, no, I'm not mad at it. I mean, it is what it is. I'm a little tired today, too. Or at least I was a little tired today. I think I'm going to give me some good sleep tonight. And
I hope so.
Tomorrow, too.
That's my plan. Anyhow, y'all, we got a couple of shows to go over with you. So I think we're going to talk, obviously, about the Traitors, which is the title. We also did catch up, for the most part, on Love is Blind.
Mm-hmm.
I did watch episode 7. So you'll have to. You can talk about it. I mean, I'll watch it because that's something that I just have going at work. So, you can talk about that last one, but I did see the other ones. I think I went to sleep on it or something. And then we have a surprise show that we're going to talk about at the end.
Oh, I'm off with some TVs coming through. Come on through.
TWD.
We watched our fair share of TV, it seems like, this weekend slash this
I don't know
week.
How.
Listen, it came together miraculously. What you want to start with?
What's in your cup?
Listen, at the Good Galentine's event, a good Judy came over with a new bottle that we had never tried before,
mm-hmm.
and it's kind of tasty.
Beyond tasty. It was really, really
good. What it's called, it's Stella Rosa, what, peach honey, or whatever that is?
And it's a brandy.
It's a brandy, y'all.
I never thought that I would be a brandy
Same.
Girl, but she's a brandy girl.
I'm a brandy girl, too, and I don't even really like... I had a shot at the party, and I don't even like shots.
Okay, I believe it. I like shots.
I like the
little stuff. Keep them coming my way.
I'm not judging, you know, but, you know.
Shot, shot, shot.
Perfect example of the song
here. Baddie, baddie, shot a clock.
Come through, Zeus. But also, don't come through, Zeus.
I mean,
listen,
we can review.
I mean, we can absolutely review because I'm down for it. I do be watching my magic TV. It is what it is.
You know, we are drama focused. We're drama centric.
I mean,
drama centric. We are all about the drama on this good here podcast.
Listen, so if y'all want us to talk about them baddies, they be down there fighting for no reason on the Good Zeus Network. Let us know.
I mean,
you might be able to squeeze that into the lineup because we watch it anyway.
Truthfully, we probably should just toss that into the lineup just because of the fact that in the year 2024, I think we talked about this, y'all, when we did our review, that we wanted to start expanding some of the things. Obviously, we will always be a K-drama, C-drama, J-drama, BL-drama, T-drama.
Telenovela.
You know, we will always be that first.
Facts.
Because of the fact that that still holds a very large part of
Facts.
Our heart and our attention.
Facts.
But at the same time, we have to diversify our portfolio because
yeah.
we are not a monolith. We look at so much on TV, and also we read a lot. So much on TV. We listen to Audible a lot, and so we want to share that with y'all because y'all are part of this community, right?
Yeah.
We will add Baddies Caribbeans to
maybe
the podcast. We will. We'll have an offline conversation about it. I'll present an idea to her, y'all.
I'm not mad at it.
And toss this out to y'all to think about. Would you be open to another podcast day? This is for them to think about. It's not you.
As in the show coming out on another day or what?
Two shows a week.
Oh, okay. Well, y'all think about that.
It's just an idea. Anyhow, I asked the question. You didn't respond because the question was, what's in your cup?
That good Stella Rosa honey. I answered the question. Did you?
Ooh, what's didn't. I'm recuperating, so I'm not drinking anything.
Somebody was on 50 Latin shots. No judgment.
If you try it, if they have this near you, I know that a lot, some of the people that listen to our podcast are in other countries, so I'm not sure about how that works. And maybe you're a brandy girl, maybe you're a brandy guy. I don't know. Never have been.
Me neither.
If you can get your hands on the Stella Rosa brandy, trust me, friend, you will not be disappointed.
Trust her, okay?
I'm trying to tell y'all.
She's trying to put y'all on. Y'all ain't catching it, but it's out there.
Somebody called it. I see you. I see you. You in the car, and you're like, I got it.
Let me go stop in the good specs of the season. You're nodding your head
right now, right? Facts. You're like, I got it.
It's worth it. Don't pick it up.
You over there fantasizing about it. When you get to work, get on your phone and Google how much it costs.
Listen, I'm ready to try the next flavor. I don't even know. I can't even remember what it is. Passion fruit or something like that. I want to try that too.
Anyhow, y'all, let's get into today's shows because plural.
It's a few.
Shows.
It's a few.
The first one is really relatively easy because it's Traitors. And there's only one episode to talk about. You take it away. What's your thoughts? What was it given?
This episode was interesting. I did like that Phaedra checked Peter at the little group table or whatever. That was cool.
She did.
But I do think Phaedra's gonna go home. I'm thinking MJ is about to turn because MJ was the deciding factor, and I think MJ is gonna turn. If not, fingers crossed MJ don't turn because I do want Phaedra to make it one more night. But I do think Phaedra's on her way out, unfortunately.
I mean, I think so too, but I don't want her to go because of the fact that there's no other comedic relief.
That is very true.
You know, on this show, as well as semi, drama, because Phaedra can read
facts,
and she just like Kate, they make good TV. Kate, I don't think Kate can pull it off solely by herself. Although she did last season.
Yeah, but
it was a different crowd. It was like regular people too.
Yeah, that is true.
And so it's just like
that is true.
I'm not expecting a regular person to be on TV reading people down. I live for it if you do, but that's not what I'm expecting. You know, you should just be like, I'm here. I go to work every day.
Okay.
I'm trying to get a house. You know.
I need this money.
Yeah. So I don't know. I hope Phaedra does not go home, y'all. She's my favorite of the show, and it has nothing to do with like Real Housewives. I just love like a good read.
She's a good time. She's good TV.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope she gets to stay another round because I think Kate is going to crack under pressure if she's by herself. If you didn't catch that is a spoiler. Kate did turn.
Yeah, she did.
She didn't really have a choice.
She didn't.
But, Kate is also a traitor now.
It was either you become a traitor or you go home, baby. You're going home.
This is this all.
And so she made the choice. I think Kate could be a good traitor. In hindsight, I really wish that Phaedra probably should have picked CT.
That might have been a great choice. Yeah. Oh, I didn't think of CT.
In hindsight, I really wish she would have picked him. Just because of the fact that CT holds his cards very close to his chest.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with what he's thinking. And also, CT is like, I'm going to say what it is. And I respect that about him.
He absolutely
But I think in a traitor role, it would still be, I'm kind of like Siri. I'm going to say what I need to say, but I'm not going to tell you much. I'm not going to tell you who I am.
Yeah.
I'm still be an upfront guy.
Give us CT at all. So I like that idea. I thought She should have called on Peter once again. Mm-hmm. That way, if Peter would have went home, it would have just been Trishelle and John.
Yeah.
And Kevin, who was already turning on Peter anyway.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And she picked Kate. And
mm-hmm.
I think CT would have been a great choice now, thinking about it.
Yeah, he would have. So, I'm always curious, or this, I hope y'all are watching this. We told you, you can check out, like, you know, UK, Australia version of Traitors. But if you're in the U.S., if you're not watching it, why not? Like, get into it. You can go back and binge season one and half of this season two. I love that season two is all reality stars because of the fact that I feel like the energy is matched.
Yeah.
As far as knowing how to be on camera.
True, true.
Because sometimes if you pick me up and plop me on a TV show, I may be awkward.
You might. You know? You might not be, though.
Maybe not. But I think this cast is all, you know, they've been on TV before. So they know how to play it up.
Mm-hmm.
They know how to play it up.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure when the cameras go off, they be sitting around laughing.
I mean, I would hope so. Because what else can you do in this space with all this time and opportunity?
That's true. So if Phaedra goes home, do you think that they will bring another traitor in, or will Kate have to finish it?
I think Kate will have to finish it on us. Because at this point, they've already brought in two traitors. And it's only, what, six people or so left?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it would be a hard swing, maybe. But it just wouldn't make sense for them to bring in another traitor this close to the end. But I didn't know they were going to bring in Kate. So apparently, they're playing by whole new rules this season.
I mean, it makes sense, though, because last season, you didn't get down to this many traitors.
That is true.
So I think if Phaedra goes home, which I really, really hope she does.
Fingers crossed, y'all. Fingers crossed.
I think if Kate goes home, I'm sorry, Phaedra goes home, they're going to have to bring on another traitor.
Who would you pick at this point?
I still stand by CT.
Oh, I don't know that Kate would go CT.
If I'm Kate.
Part of me thinks Trishelle might be a great traitor.
I can see that. I could. I just think Trishelle, she's so far into, you know, I'm a faithful. I'm trying to make sure that everybody, you know, sees that these people are traitors. I don't know how well she would be able to play it off like
Trishelle
Kate.
Trishelle like money.
True.
That was my only thought. Trishelle likes money. But she is a faithful, and she is strong in her resolve in being a faithful.
Yeah. So there's a couple of options for them. I just don't, for whoever's left, I hope that it's still Kate and Phaedra.
Me too.
But if not, there's a couple of options. If the producers say we're going to bring on another traitor, I just don't know how Kate could do it on her own.
I just don't think Kate can do it on her own. She already was suspicious acting at the breakfast the next morning.
So, and I just feel like that is such an act, too. Because I feel like you were on season one, and you saw how this game was played. They brought you in a couple of episodes into season two. So it's like, hey, you are a rookie. You know the game. You know what to do. You've seen so many people go home on season one for Traitors because they didn't want to use you, their shield.
Yeah.
And so here they are now just, you know, oh, let's avoid Kate, because clearly the producers wouldn't bring her back to be a traitor.
I mean, you would think that they wouldn't, but look, lo and behold, now she a traitor, and what can you do?
Yeah, touche. So, that's where we are with this episode. There are still, like, how many people do we have? We have Sheree, MJ, Peter, Trishelle, CT, Sheree.
And Sheree,
really. Oh, did I? Let's run Sheree again.
First.
You threw me off when you started.
Sandra, I just do one name out there.
Sandra, you said to me, out, girl, you know I can't keep up. Sleeping bed kicking in, honey, don't interrupt me. Sandra, Trishelle, CT, did I say Sheree?
Nope, you told me not to interrupt, girl.
I forgot, y'all, we have at least seven people. How about that?
Yeah, it's about that much. We still got to get voted out before one person can win.
So you could take one more trader on. That's where I was going with that long roundabout, sleep pill kicking in.
Well, baby, conversation. That's much I was talking about.
And we move. So this is Traitors. We are up to when they, you know, of course, they get a pause for the calls. We'll know next week if Phaedra goes home. I really hope not.
Or Peter, because those are the two who are on the chopping block. Peter and Phaedra.
Yeah, and I kind of want Peter to go home.
Be good.
I think at this point, and it's not about, like, Phaedra, but I think Peter's annoying.
Agreed. And I do think that Peter has been playing a shady, trifling game. So, I would not be surprised I wouldn't be mad if they sent him home, because I do think it's time for him to go home.
I do too.
But I don't know. My spirit is saying Phaedra. Fingers crossed, my spirit is leading me wrong with this one. Yeah.
Right. All right, we're moving. So that's Traitors.
Love is Blind.
Yeah.
We are current as far as, are we not? Maybe she not. But
I'm only missing one episode, but I have watched the three or four that were, how many was dropped?
I think up to like nine or so.
I didn't see eight.
But you saw, okay. Only thing that really happened is everybody got their couple matchups. How are we feeling about the couple matchups?
Oh, good question. So I was very much like into Clay and AD.
Okay.
I felt like they had really good chemistry. And I still do in part, but that doesn't translate to marriage, right?
Right.
Some people can just have good energy. Yeah. And I think that they do. I was also into, what's the couple names that have, the guy, he has like dark hair and she's blonde.
Jeremy and, I can't remember her name.
Yeah.
Jeremy and something. Something, I don't know. I won't even make it up. Jeremy was not at the forefront of my couples list. Them two were kind of in the background for me. I really like Clay and AD. I like them because I be rooting for everybody black. I ain't gonna hold you. Like you said, I don't think their relationship translates to marriage.
Yeah.
But I also can't say that I was necessarily the biggest fan of them when they were in the pods.
Mm-hmm.
Outside of the pods, okay. I do kind of wonder if she accepted him because her low-key first choice kind of went crazy.
Ooh, Andy?
Yeah. But, you know, I kind of like them. Who else do I like? I think they might be the only couples that I'm really liking right now, because even with Big Boy and his little woman, I don't think they
can.
Kenneth, the middle school principal.
The worst.
Although I want to know how he's a principal at 25 years old, but who am I? You know, speed. Accelerated education program, I guess.
But he's still the worst because I feel like excited about him.
I was rooting for them.
I was excited about the fact that, yes, you know, I don't think he ever dated a white woman. I'm not sure if she said she's dated a black man.
Right.
But I was rooting for them because of the fact that their conversation, we could tell.
Yeah.
They really enjoyed each other's conversation.
They did.
And also, it's like, as soon as those doors open, I still feel like there was a moment of, huh.
For who? Him or her?
For both of them.
Oh, okay.
But I think that they still felt so compelled to each other because of the conversation.
Facts.
Because of the time that was spent, mm-hmm. and the things that were shared. And so much that how they were aligned, that they chose to, like, overlook that immediate.
Yes. Yes, they did.
You know,
kept on getting bigger and bigger.
It did, of course, because there was nothing else there to latch on. You know, part of the show's setup is that, you know, you get to know somebody behind the scenes. You never see each other. You don't know anything about them, how they look, their race, their physical size, their attraction level. You know nothing. But as soon as those doors open, it's like,
I'll keep kind of side eyed Ken for a long, long time.
Really? Why?
He just give me, he don't really know what he want vibes. Like, I'm here for the experience and I want the experience, but if it don't work out, it don't work out. And I know that's how you're supposed to go into it. But once they got together outside of the pods, he just seemed very much different. I don't know how to explain it. Like, some of their conversations, he was a lot more choppy, a lot more, I'm going to cut you off in conversations,
mm-hmm.
or I'm not going to talk at all. We just going to stare into the distance and not talk to each other. But I don't know. Something about him is a little strange to me. I don't know what it is. I did want them to
thought he was gay.
All right. I'm not going to judge that because part of me did too. I thought I was a little concerned about it too.
And it wasn't, you know, at first I was just like, okay, he's a young guy. So, you know, it's different. You know, as far as, you know, maybe he's just, you know, very sensitive.
Mm.
And maybe he is just very, because he was very much attuned to, you know, her needs.
He very much was. He
paid attention to her and all that jazz. I honestly think, I had two thoughts, y'all. The first one is, I thought he was gay.
Okay.
I thought he was gay in the pods. I thought he was gay when they first hugged. I thought he was gay when they first went to the beach. You know, those things.
Okay.
But over time, that switched, and I started thinking, Well, maybe he's getting frustrated because he's not getting any, you know, any poontang, any kitty cat, any yow. He's not getting none of that.
Any what?
Yow.
You know what? That him not getting any might be the source of what I'm seeing is frustration.
He's not getting none of that. So maybe that's why he was getting frustrated. Right. It was like, this ain't going to work.
Listen.
Now, bitch, we done been together about 328 days. And you ain't even bumped that. You ain't even backed that thing up a little bit.
I mean, they probably went into marriage.
That's I lied in them pots because I thought when we got in this bed together that, you
things
know,
gonna happen.
Things
were
going to go bump in the night. And we were going to be able to see something. But, girl, you don't even want to do nothing but hold my fucking hand.
Yeah, but she also was like, you don't be trying to touch me neither. So, like.
But why would I try to touch you from his perspective if you're not going to give me none?
I mean, he agreed to wait to marriage, too.
Girl, that's a lie. They be telling them lies. They lie.
Well, then don't be up in that line. That's the whole point of the pod.
Why y'all
lie? Be your truthful self.
Why do y'all lie? Speaking of being untruthful, let's talk about Clay.
What about Clay?
Girl? Clay, I find, although I do like the chemistry of them, but I think that he is untruthful in his want to be married.
Absolutely. But I think that's most men.
I think he is at a point where his career and maybe it's some first. Of his coworkers,
yeah,
or colleagues or just friends have probably moved on to get married. And he's probably thinking,
might
you know, because
well.
Everybody's, no matter how much people try to break societal norms and create their own path,
mm-hmm.
there are still pockets of people's lives that they still abide by these man-made rules. Like, there is no rule that says because you're 28, you need to be married. There is no rule that by 32, if you haven't had a kid, it's too late. Like, these are rules that people made up. I understand that there's always an exception to every rule, but at the same time, I think Clay is probably thinking, well, some of my friends are getting married, so I guess I should just check this off on my list. Because it very much feels like he's just checking a box.
So do you feel like he came on the show for the clout?
I think all of them at this point come on to Love is Blind for the clout.
That's whack.
I'll say this much, and I never have been like the Bachelor watcher,
mm-hmm.
but I rarely see Bachelor chicks on social media.
Ones who won, you mean? Or, like
or
just
were
in
like
general?
In the top, whatever.
I don't know, because I don't know who they are, to tell you. But you know what? You might be on to something.
I just think that some people come on Love is Blind.
They could have better contracts, though.
And I think Love is Blind should, too. And y'all need to, number one, do a better job of screening.
Facts.
Because of the fact that you need to understand if these people are on here for the right intention.
Yes.
If this is to help their business and they need to clearly
yes.
state that the same way you do for a job. If you have nepotism, you have to, you know, acknowledge that. They should have to say that for this show. And also, if you have if you are self-employed and have a business and it is determined later that you use this show to promote that, then yeah, we can sue you.
I mean, I agree. I'm 100% agreement that they should definitely have some better legalities with this situation, because
right.
immediately once the show drops, then everybody be back on social media proud about it.
Yeah, and
talking about it.
I'm not saying Clay is using this show for his job. I'm just saying I do feel like he feels like he needs to be married, you know, because even the way he speaks to AD is very much like, okay baby, we're gonna do this. That's my baby. You can just move in. We got the house, we got the kids. You know, you're going to do this, you're going to take care of me. So it just feels like, and even the way he communicates with
practiced.
Her, it's practice. It feels like he's on mm-hmm. a job interview,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so that to me gives off, you're checking the box.
I'm not mad at it. I can't wait for the drama to unfold between Jeremy and his girl. Is she Brittany? I don't know. I don't know what her name is, but I want to call
Megan
her something. No, that's not her.
Oh, Jeremy.
In the Blonde.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah,
also
yeah.
Megan Fox and her boo, too. Because something's going to happen there. Chelsea, Jessica, I think, is the girl from who was in the pod with him. And I can't remember his name. Gosh, we're terrible with these names tonight, bro.
Okay, so I looked it up. You got Johnny.
Who?
I think it's the blonde guy. Jeremy, Clay, Jimmy.
Jimmy.
Mm-hmm.
Jimmy and Chelsea. Isn't that her name?
Jimmy
Chelsea?
And Chelsea. And then I think that's Laura and Johnny. I don't know.
I kind of like them. I like them in the pod. I don't know if I really like them outside of the pod. I feel like she is suddenly like, if my dad doesn't approve of this, we can't be together.
Exactly. Because now I'm like, well, damn it. Why don't you come on this shit?
Listen. Because
you
can take
somebody else's spot. Right. And you over here like, I may not be able to do this because my daddy is against this.
He's going to say no. Just no ahead of time.
It's like, girl, we over here having a good time. You meet my family. We kicking it big. I'm sure they, you know.
She's the one that's weird about the babies, too.
Yeah, she's like, well, I don't really like birth control because I don't want that to mess up my body. But I don't want to have kids. Well, why can't he get a vasectomy? When? I'm like, girl, you don't know your middle name good. You're so scared enough. But like, why are you jumping to this man having that type of surgery when he doesn't even know you?
Hello.
So.
Females are crazy, man.
I mean.
I'm sorry. That sounds like. Agree. One of those misogynistic type jokes.
Yeah.
Bad job. But, you know, as a woman, we talk to them. I think that's what it is.
I think ultimately what people have to do their own work.
Agreed. Before they get on shows like this.
Yeah. And I think you need to figure out, like, you know, yeah, it's all cute to write down your list to be like what pros you and want, cons. What you don't want, blah, mm-hmm, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. You know, but if you haven't done the work on yourself, what's the point?
Facts.
If you still walking around here telling people you look like Megan Fox.
And you know you don't.
And you got a Natalie Nunn chin.
I'm not.
You need to do some work. Clean those mirrors.
And she knows she didn't like them. You know what? The social media people in the streets are saying they can kind of see it. Some of them. It's a huge population.
Perhaps like her hair was darker.
Her eyes, maybe.
But her hair is not as dark as Megan Fox. And I don't even care, because I think at the end of the day, the girl just threw that out there because
I thought
she
it was
knew
disrespectful.
That was going to be an immediate facts. Sign yes. me up. And as soon as she said that, he yep. was over there like, yes, yes, yes.
Agreed.
He didn't say it out loud for her to hear him, but he was just like, what?
Agreed.
You could tell the tone shifted.
Mm-hmm.
And she's over there like, that's what they say, knowing damn yep. well. If anything, you look like the plus size version of him. No shade. No shade at all.
It was a lot of shade, friend. It was a lot of shade.
I mean, no shade at all.
But
because,
it's kind of true, y'all.
I mean, I myself may be of the plus size nature.
Oh, I miss.
I'm proportionate. Don't get it twisted. But I can say that.
I mean, it's real. She knew exactly what she was doing when she threw out the little tidbit.
Yeah,
oh,
she
they
was.
Say I look like Megan Fox.
And my man, that's another one. When that door opens, it's like Ken and that girl, Brittany's their name, they were like,
They both was like,
but
might not have been what I signed up for.
When Johnny door opened up, he was like, oh, shit, hey.
Jimmy,
you're
yeah,
Jimmy.
Yeah, he was a little
that
like,
door opened, he was like, oh.
Yes. And you know what? She gets on my nerves because she needs way too much validation.
She does.
She's very insecure. And I want her to move past that.
Me too.
But do you see any of them getting to the altar and saying yes?
Only the couple that's, you know, needing the dad permission.
Yeah. I can see them being the one.
We know damn well it's not going to be Chelsea and Jimmy. Just because he's already starting to get tired of her insecurities.
Yeah.
He's getting tired of the whole constant, let me, you know, build
let
you up.
Let me tell you how good you
look. Let me kiss
look.
You a million times a day
yes.
to prove my love.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
I think he's getting tired of that. And I also think AD and Clay, I can't see it for them. Just because I feel like he still has a lot of growing to
facts.
Do. And I think maybe they need to just continue dating offline.
And
know?
See how that works out.
And see how that
around.
Works.
I'm looking forward to the reunion when everybody comes together. Not the end of show reunion, but the everybody gets to see everybody else who didn't get picked. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to that. I don't know if I think anybody's going to get married. Other than,
no.
yes, the couple whose dad has to say yes. I think he's going to say yes in the end. So
right.
They're the only ones who I really think came to this experience for the right reasons.
No, I agree. It's good, y'all. Love is Blind is on Netflix. You already know that, though.
I think,
and I'm sure they have it
out.
Pretty much where it's available to be translated.
Yeah.
I hope y'all are watching it so that you kind of know what's going on when we're talking about it. Of course, it's all on social media, and at this point, people that are on the show are on social media telling trying to secrets, be like,
"Of course,
come on, somebody say I look like Megan Fox."
She's such a shady character. Episodes drop on Wednesdays, y'all. I think the last three are coming out this week, and then the reunion will follow. Maybe they might trick us up and give us one or two episodes this week and two next week. Who knows? Ooh, we should see.
Looking forward to it.
I am too. And what other show do we have to talk about?
Surprise, surprise.
Come on in. Surprise, surprise.
Okay, boys. We watched.
We did.
Okay, we told y'all once before, I believe. I'm sure on many, many podcasts ago.
Yes.
We told y'all that we were fans of The Walking Dead.
Yes, I'm pretty sure.
We rewatched it. Rewatched it.
And
And finished it. And then you joined me.
Yeah, for the finish.
Maybe like an episode, a season before the finish, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyhow, y'all, AMC. AMC.
Listen.
Holla at your girls. We will review this.
Absolutely.
You know you need two sisters to review this show. But Rick and Michonne, y'all, has dropped. And it's been a 2-year wait for me.
Baby,
it has been
longer than that for me, I think.
Outstanding. Like, I am over the moon.
Is
I'm just so happy with the return of them, but more importantly, the show was good.
Listen, it's one episode that's out right now. From opening sequence, we was hooked.
Yeah,
we literally could not figure out what the hell was gonna happen, but as things started happening, it was the perfect opening episode, in my opinion. Michonne looked good, Rick looked good, they looked good together, the chemistry still fire.
Yeah,
this was great. I mean, I didn't watch Negan and Old Girl, but this looks like it's gonna be the one.
I did watch Negan and Abby, and it wasn't Abby. Given, is it not Abby? What's her name?
Maggie.
But you cannot talk. We went to the dollar store earlier, y'all. And I'm just needing to run in and get some dog food, right? And this girl says, what did you say?
Walgreens.
I said, I'm going to get out and go in here. You need anything from... And she was like, I don't need nothing from Walgreens. And I was like, oh, you mean CVS?
Yeah, why was me at the Dollar General?
Just wrong. Tired. Okay, but I did watch Negan and Maggie. And okay, Negan is always going to Negan.
Negan is a good time.
So he pulls it for me. Maggie still has all that anger. So that's great, you know. But...
I felt
like their chemistry could have been better because they had such this visceral hate. Well, she did of him. Even though she softened up, deservedly so.
I mean, yes, but also no. I mean, yes, because everybody loved Glenn. We know what happened to Glenn. It was fucked up. Yeah.
He beat shit out of him.
Bro, like, it's been like 10 years. Like, it's been like 10 years. And 200 people later, bro. You didn't
but
kill my
trauma
people.
Of
your
watching
people.
That would still haunt you.
It still haunted everybody, but everybody else was able to figure out how to move on with life.
Okay, you're right. Okay, let me not go down that path with that show. True. Negan and Maggie to me was a decent watch. I will watch it if it returns.
Okay.
But Rick and Michonne said, let us show you
how this show's supposed to be.
How
baby.
You are supposed to come back.
Facts. And they meant it.
Because
and it's
like
worth
you said,
it.
The first 5 minutes, it was, and we back, baby.
It was good stuff.
It was. I am excited about this show because
me
of the
too.
Fact that at the end, and this is a spoiler if you haven't watched it. Michonne comes out of nowhere and like, I'm going to kill you and
listen.
Take that head off. And she's like, my man, I missed you.
And he was like, I missed you too, woman who I've been trying to forget.
Oh, Rick. Major props because, baby, Rick been sending letters for 6 years.
Listen.
Rick been trying to escape. The one thing we not going to not talk about was the fact that Rick cut his hand off.
Out the gate. I'm telling you, the opening sequence was insane.
I don't, and that's a spoiler, sorry, y'all. I don't know why he cut his hand off. I don't know what was the intent. I know he was trying to escape.
Yeah, because he was on a leash.
But I felt like he could have cut that leash.
I feel like there should have been better planning. Rick used to be much better as a planner.
But like I told you, I think he's been desperate for 6 years trying to get out. He's tried to escape several times.
Yeah.
And I think that at this point, you know, when you're desperate like this, you do stupid things.
True.
And that's what he did.
True.
I also would like to know, what was the guy, the head of the, not the head of the army, but the black general or whatnot?
Yeah.
I would also like to know, what was he recruiting them for? And in fact, is that like a true, you know, situation that's about to happen?
Yeah.
Where they're about to like take over and fight against these people.
I mean, I think Rick loves a good
takeover.
Doesn't he? Don't we love to see Rick do a good takeover though?
I mean, because Rick lost his mind. I think a part of him got lost years ago.
True.
And so he is able to tap into that crazy.
Rick be crazy. Rick,
real quick.
Facts. You know, he be real crazy. Kill like 72 walkers in a swoop.
I mean, I love
my
it.
Man be wilding, and I love it too. I enjoy it.
But all their whole crew do that, though.
They do.
That's what probably bonded them.
Obviously, Michonne has cut her way through the crowds to get to him.
Michonne then cut her way through thousands.
Low-key, Michonne had on like a samurai outfit. It was interesting to see her out in the wilderness with this joint on.
It was.
I don't really know how they even got to the point where they could sync up. I guess we'll get that on the next episode.
They're probably going to talk about her path to get to this point, and then it's going to be straight
them into together. Mm-hmm.
Dude, fight power type situation.
Yeah.
But yeah, the episode... Y'all, 10 out of 10 across the board.
Facts, agree.
Because even the black guy, I can't think of his name.
The general, yeah, he went out like a G, though. I ain't gonna hold you.
I mean, he's sitting there, him and Rick having this they deep having a moment. Conversation.
Yes.
That was too deep to be having on a plane full of people.
Facts.
And all of a sudden, he gets hit with a mortar.
He got hit with a what? He, it was, and blew up in the plane. It just was the most. It was the most.
Y'all. I mean, he.
Rick know how to drive a helicopter now. Let's throw it out there, too.
Okay, Rick, we're not making
but that. Listen. My man said, I ain't got no hand, but I got a whole bunch of new tricks now. Mm. Got a whole bunch of new tricks. And this little hand thing that they gave me got a whole knife attachment.
Yeah.
It was an experience. If you didn't watch it, go watch it. It's on AMC Plus.
It is on AMC Plus. Shout out or honorable mention to the girl from Spartacus.
Facts.
Crixus Booth.
Facts.
That's also one of my favorite shows.
Facts. Because she came in record shop too. Bitch said, baby, don't try to run and don't say this no we thing. Because, baby, I'm here for me. You here for you.
All right, girl. We're going to wrap this up.
Also, honorable mention, shout out. If y'all are not watching fucking Avatar on Netflix, you are slipping in your pippin. It is spectacular. It is excellent. 10 out of 10. It is what we wanted years back. We got it. So do what you need to do to watch it. It's all the episodes are available. The whole first season is out.
Okay, I know what I'll be doing this week.
Listen, it's worth it. I'll rewatch it. I ain't even gonna hold y'all ready. Rewatch it. Listen, y'all, we done talked about 87 shows. We done gave y'all what we could give y'all. And until the next time, we gonna holler at y'all. Deuces.
Bye.